Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. This week, some of the biggest names in business, from Apple to Walmart, took a stand against what they say is discrimination. Here's the CEO of Marriott, Arnie Sorensen.
The legislation in Indiana, and there are some bills being considered in other states, is not just pure idiocy from a business perspective, and it is that. The notion that you can tell businesses somehow that they are free to discriminate against people based on who they are is madness.
What he's referring to is a law that Indiana legislature said is intended to protect people's religious rights. But critics warn that what it could actually do is allow business owners to deny service to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender customers. Well, companies around the country did not like what they saw, and they denounced the law, and now lawmakers are trying to roll it back. Well, with me is Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times and Heather Landy of Quartz. And normally, businesses try and stay away from really divisive social issues. Heather, were you surprised at the response?
I was a little surprised at how quickly things snowballed into a response. So we've seen other times, other kinds of campaigns where companies eventually took the bait and waded into issues, whether that was in the 80s and the anti-apartheid movement, even same-sex marriage to some degree. But you didn't see that happen until the same-sex marriage laws started rolling from state to state.
So there was a cascade. And
right. This all happened in a very short span of time.
Well, what changed, Cardiff?
The cynical interpretation is that 10 or 20 years ago, as Heather mentioned, a lot of these executives wouldn't have said this. They would have, you know, the culture wasn't ready for it. They would have just chosen to stay out of it. Now, though, the space has been created for them to say what they believe. And that's the non-cynical part of this, right? Which is that I think these executives do believe that discrimination is a bad thing and they want to take a stand. And I think they're setting an example.
One of the things that's really interesting is some of the companies that are coming out in opposition to the law in Indiana, as well as in other places, are companies that themselves have some issues with accusations of discrimination or complaints about the lack of diversity, especially in Silicon Valley companies. And those are some of the biggest opponents. Is there something, you know, help me understand this, that on the one hand they're saying this is really bad, but yeah, we know we have these other issues over here.
It's a little bit of, you know, walking the walk versus talking the talk. But I think also there's a difference between saying, okay, we haven't done a great job of making sure that we have enough women or people of color or people of different sexual orientations in upper management. That's a very different kind of conversation than saying, okay, I'm going to be all right with the idea that one of my employees in a given location can discriminate against a prospective customer because of who he or she is.
Was that part of it? I mean, when you think about Walmart that really jumped into this in Arkansas with a pending law, that seemed a little bit surprising, but was part of the issue the sense of the last thing that that company needed was an individual employee saying, no, I'm not going to give you the service that you want because I disagree with your lifestyle?
Yeah, I think this works for Walmart in particular. On two levels in terms of public relations. One being that in the absence of them taking a stand or the idea of this getting kind of legislation getting passed in Arkansas, every time a customer was refused service, this was going to be a big public relations black eye for them. Yes. So they avoid that. But also they now get the goodwill of taking a stand on this issue from the outset. And I don't think that can be discounted. I mean, companies don't make decisions like this without weighing the risks and having the data that tells them that financially I'll be rewarded or at least not penalized for taking this risk.
I feel like we're at this moment where a lot of public outcry is actually having an effect on business in a way that it didn't before. So if you look at the increase in wages that Walmart and then McDonald's and Target and all these companies are, okay, we'll give in, we'll increase the wage. This issue of like same-sex marriage, of the public saying, look, this is something that we care about and the majority of people aren't opposed to it, and companies saying, okay, so we'll take a stand on it. Like is there something different here that there's a groundswell?
By the way, there's another pretty good example of this, which is all these inversions where these companies are trying to minimize their taxes by essentially relocating their headquarters in another country. Well, a lot of them stopped precisely because, you know, some of the criticism became so vociferous saying you're not a good corporate citizen. Normally, you'd think that companies would just sort of laugh it off. But if it hits a kind of critical mass, then they can't ignore it any longer. And they stop because they think, well, we're going to start being accused of being unpatriotic and that kind of thing.
Do you think that we're at some sort of turning point where companies are now going to be taking a more visible stand on social issues, or is this just a one-off?
I'd say maybe, right? I mean, I hesitate to predict the future on something like this. But clearly, companies are more comfortable taking a stand on these social issues. And clearly, people want that, right? I think at this point, if you don't say something, you are conspicuous in your silence, right? When all the other companies are lining up, companies of your size or within your industry are lining up to say, you know, whether or not they agree or disagree with a certain idea or a certain concept or a certain policy, then if you say nothing, someone's going to ask why, or they're just going to flat out ask what your position is. And if you don't have an answer, people are going to wonder why.
Yeah, I'll hazard a guess and say I think that this is something of a turning point. I think that the workforce, especially the younger half of the workforce right now, just expects this sort of activism type role from their employers. They are demanding it. Whereas, you know, people my age who, you know,
and older, much
and older. people not in their 20s, let's say, we look at what Walmart or Apple or any of these other companies have done and say, oh, wow, that's nice. That's interesting. I think a lot of people in their early 20s look at what they've done and say, well, of course. And in the absence of it would say, why isn't this happening?
Well, what are some of the other stories that you're paying attention to in the weeks ahead, Heather?
I'm going to be looking at the weather, and not just because I'm really personally sick of winter.
You want the spring to come?
I do. I want to see also what kind of impact it's going to have on some of the economic data that we look at. So I think a lot of the first quarter data, we should probably just sort of put out of our minds. I think there were a couple of sort of outlier trends happening, one being the weather. The snowfall, especially in Massachusetts, our friends in Boston, I think had an extremely difficult winter, and we saw that actually show up in consumer spending numbers.
Blame it on the weatherman.
Yeah, so I want to see how that plays out.
Cardiff?
I'm going to be watching the box offices, and specifically, in at least one regard, summer seems to be starting earlier and earlier every year.
But she just told us it's winter, so.
Exactly. Blockbuster movie season. It starts today with the Fast and the Furious 7, and next year it's going to start even earlier. At least as of right now, it's set to start even earlier with Batman versus Superman in late March. So it gets earlier and earlier every year, and I think maybe the reason is that the summer season's just starting to get more and more crowded. So I'm going to be curious to see if these movies make as much money as they have in the past.
Well, Cardiff Garcia with the Financial Times and Heather Landy with Quartz, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.